bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
Yeah, but then
I could remember that.
Yeah, but people could take that to mean that you're a square, you know, like, oh man, that guy's not cool. He's a square. He's not hip. He's not with it. He's a square.
That's what he should say.
A rhombus.
People say that, right? I don't know.
KGB Radio X, Zach Strikes Back.
That's right. Or Zach Strikes. This might be the first strike of Zach. I don't know.
And then symbolized by an X.
And then, and then the next time it'll be, you know, Zach Strikes Back. And then, colon, this time it's personal.
Then a turkey.
Yep.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Jokes.
Hello. Welcome. In case you couldn't tell by the first few minutes, this is a podcast about video games, mostly. Yeah.
That's pretty obvious.
We play video games. So, we're going to start by talking about what we have been playing this week. So, Chris, what have you been playing?
I've been playing WWE 12, brawler.
Okay, great. And for the uninitiated, namely me, what is that?
It's a wrestling game, brawler. Men in Tights 2. Starring Kevin Costner.
Rat. Okay, so it's...
brawler.
So it's a... All right, so it's a manhandling game.
In the best way.
Mm.
Brother.
All right, so lots of man slamming going on.
This November, wrap your 24-inch pythons around another man and bury your face in his chest. It's the holiday season, y'all. Get that man love.
What the hell?
That's their marketing.
Yeah.
Slogan.
The trick
is to make it look like an accident when your face lands in his genitals.
Whoops.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guy.
What a happy accident.
So you've been playing a game about the wrestling.
I have.
And how's that going?
I'm of two minds of it.
Okay. Oh wait, first you're playing that on 360, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just
no, I'm playing on PC because I like the mouse and keyboard controls. It's easier.
The
makes headshots easier.
The shading is a lot nicer too.
In some ways, it's the best wrestling game of the past 10 years. But on the other hand, it's also a broken piece of shit.
Oh no! So let's hear about that first, because that's probably more interesting. Why? What makes you think it's so broken? I mean, what's going on?
There's none of the online works at all.
If online you try to, being like versus mode
like
and stuff like that.
Player match or downloading created characters or like downloading different arenas or moves or anything.
Okay.
The only thing that works is you can download the DLC because that's on a different server.
Great. Is there
so
any...
So they went dedicated servers and fucked it up. They boned it up pretty good.
Is there any indication that that's going to be fixed anytime soon?
They put up Twitter messages and news feed messages in the game every day for the past 3 days since it came out, saying that they were working 24/7 on it, and it's still, you have to connect 9 times to get on once, and if you get into a match, it's super laggy, and if you want to download any characters or anything, you're fucking boned.
So kind of not worth the trouble.
THQ boned it up pretty good. Hey, THQ, you're dildos.
Hey,
online servers are dildos.
Hey, but they sent out a Twitter message saying, Oh God. Oh God, that's, everybody.
We didn't know. Holy shit, guys.
Oh God, shit's fucked up. What? Oh God. We had no idea.
The Twitter feed is pretty much, holy shit. I didn't know you guys were going to buy this game. What the
people,
fuck?
People like to play games online. We put that in as a joke. We didn't. There was nothing here before.
The online button was just supposed to play Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a never-ending loop of you getting Rickrolled.
But other than that, it's great.
Okay, now, you mentioned like created characters. That's something that I wanted to ask you specifically about. You can make a wrestler, you can make a guy.
Better than that, you can make Chris Benoit.
Oh, God.
I already downloaded him.
Someone made Chris Benoit?
Yep, and he's like maybe the 20th most popular downloadable character.
Of course he is.
Wow. How popular are Juggalo-themed wrestlers? I imagine that would be pretty high up there, too.
Nope, surprisingly low.
Really? You should make one.
You know
you should
what's
make
the most
a
popular?
Super Juggalo.
You know what's most popular? Is the wrestlers from the other wrestling brand.
Oh, that's stupid.
So, like Hulk Hogan and Jeff Hardy, like people who left the WWE, mostly because of drug and money problems.
Is that fun? Is that more fun?
Well, they're featured prominently on the bottom of the screen in the What's Hot section. So you turn on this game, you know, WWE 12, and you see, like, the other fucking company's people. Like, hey, want to download some fucking Hulk Hogan? Because we didn't pay for him.
Yeah, that seems like kind of an obvious thing to make. Like,
yeah.
Is Andre the Giant in there?
He is.
Mm.
Everybody's in there. There's 800 pages of downloadable content.
Oh, wow.
That you can theoretically search through. A search button doesn't fucking work either.
I remember a few years back, I made a 8 or 9 foot tall Ronald McDonald. that was just freakishly scary.
That's putting it to good use.
I feel like I really want to see like a Super Juggalo character.
I'm sure there is one. I'm sure you could search for Juggalo once they, figure out how to put their game online.
Like, have you seen a Duke Nukem?
Oh wow! I
the
bet
only
that's
thing,
there.
The only thing non-wrestling related I saw is a ring that looks like SpongeBob's face.
Beard. Oh, yep. You should totally You should totally make an Obama wrestler.
I don't fight with socialists.
I'm just saying. You...
Come on.
No.
Eh?
Team him up with Sergeant Slaughter when the and he's fighting for Iraq.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It'll be Sergeant Slaughter and the Secret Muslim. It'll be awesome.
Right. Two guys from Africa.
Right.
Fucking his finishing move is he hits you in the face with his birth certificate from Kenya.
And his big
Thanks, Obama.
Hey, if you're looking for Obama in video games, check out Star Wars The Old Republic, because there's definitely a guy that looks almost exactly like Obama in there.
Like an NPC?
It's kind of crazy. Weird. Yeah, an NPC that you actually have to interact with for... Yeah, it's really strange.
Wow. Alright.
Yeah, he raises all of your taxes, and then he doesn't fucking push his healthcare on you and other things. What?
He pretty much drives the galaxy into a toilet.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Socialism. Is that all you've been playing, Chris? Wrestling?
I played Snoopy. I've been playing Snoopy.
Oh, yeah. Snoopy's been there. Yeah.
So, anytime I need a break from family over the past 3 days, I've hopped into Snoopy's Fun Fair, and I've got my gold coins. You know what I mean? Hustling.
Yeah, hustling wheeling those kids. And dealing.
Fucking know it.
Did you, have you spent any money on Snoopy Bucks yet?
No, I spent no real money on it yet.
Good. No,
so
good for
fucking
you.
Tempting. Longer, so tempting.
The longer you can put that off, the better.
Exactly.
Okay. Great.
I gave the game a 5 out of 5.
Yes, yeah. Also,
yes, you did.
Chris has a review of Snoopy Street Fair up on the website right now, knowngriefers.com.
So fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, reading your review made me kind of wish that I had an iOS device so that I could play that.
For what it attempts to do, it does it perfectly. Which
seems like it.
Swindle you out of money.
Well, if that's its intention, I'd say it's failing because you haven't paid a cent.
I am in the far minority, I think, on that.
I believe you. I believe you.
And you're fighting it too, aren't you, from spending the money?
Yeah, it's a cognizant decision to not spend money.
You're struggling.
If I had a credit card hooked up to my iTunes account, I'd be in the hole. Could buy like 50,000 gold coins.
Whoa.
Or like 200 Snoopy bucks, and that's $99.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. One click away.
That's insane.
Somebody did it. Somebody did it. I guarantee it.
Oh, sure.
Can you build a banana stand?
Is that an Arrested Development joke?
Yeah, well, kind of. It was kind of serious, though.
No, you can build a pumpkin pie stand.
Slightly less amusing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, alright. Humor Tumor, how about you? Have you been playing anything this week?
I've started Skyrim.
Oh, God.
Dovahkiin.
Dovahkiin!
It's amazing.
I'm the Dovahkiin! So how far are you into Skyrim?
I'm about 3 or 4 hours in. I haven't had a lot of time to play with it, but
great.
So far it's pretty damn good.
yeah, I agree. Have you spoiler alert? Have you fought a dragon yet?
Yes, I have.
Because dragons happen in that game.
Yeah, I have
once or twice.
I haven't fought any random dragons. But just story dragons.
Story dragons. That sounds like a children's book.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if dragons just come out of nowhere in the middle of the game. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're kind of random.
Yeah, they kind of have like an area that they like to hang out in. And they'll just be there. And, yeah. You'll just find them.
They'll just pop out of nowhere and eat your horse?
Yeah, I had an experience like that tonight. So, you're
with
liking...
Pat's sister? eating your horse.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. That actually came up, tonight, actually. There was a, almost a complete or as complete as possible, KTV radio host dinner. We went to a favorite place of ours that has excellent beer and food, and Chris couldn't go with us, but it was great. And the Pat asked me, like, how did my sister get brought up? I don't even remember that. I don't really remember either.
It's a good story, though.
Did you want to share the story or what? I don't know.
Nope.
Somebody said they had sex with Pat's sister. That's all I know. Mm. So Skyrim.
Yeah.
Have you had anything, you know, have you, you know, share some of your adventures with us?
Did you fight the Skyrim yet?
Yes, I did. I went on the Skyrim job, and I had a blast.
You got a Skyrim job?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I posed corpses already.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Great.
I love how they added that with the just toying around with, like, the physics and just posing bodies is a blast. I've been doing it since Oblivion.
Oh, and you mean in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not in real life. That would probably put me in prison.
It's not against the law to pose them.
Yeah, but where'd I find them?
You found them on the side of the road.
That's suspicious.
I don't know where these came from, officer. They're on the side of the road.
Fell out of the sky.
Exactly. And then, please don't swab them. For the semen, I mean.
Oh, well, that's only if you penetrate.
Oh, God.
If you're just masturbating and you happen to ejaculate on them, that's just happenstance.
Quickly away.
Pat, what have you been playing this week?
I didn't play any Battlefield at all, and I actually ended up setting Skyrim aside by the new Zelda game, Skyward Sword.
Legend of Zelda Skyrim, as I understand it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So you've been playing Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
it's really good.
Do you play as Zelda? I'm confused.
Never.
Who do you play as?
Link.
Why Zelda? Why Legend of Zelda, then? And I'm just, I mean, you know, it's.
I mean, she's part of the story, I guess. So that's just, yeah, that's that.
So the sword headed for the sky.
Yes.
What does it do when it gets to the sky?
Well, that's where I got it.
Oh, it came from the sky.
I was in the sky, yes.
Oh. Alright.
Did you fight the Skyrim yet?
No, I did not. I was not Skyrimmed yet.
Nolan North show up at all?
No, it's just lots of Japanese sounding grunting.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
He's not a kung fu master, Chris. Come on.
No, Link kind of sounds like every time you run, Link sounds like a samurai.
Weird. Now, what's the art style like in that game?
It's I guess it's kind of impressionistic. Like the out of focus filter they have kind of makes it look like not quite a watercolor painting, but more like a specific type of like oil paintings, like impressionistic stuff, like Cezanne.
No, I'm sorry. It's not
ready. Yeah, okay. But it looks really nice.
Huh? Do you prefer that over the more like realistic style of like Twilight Princess?
Yeah, definitely, because this one seems more, like, realized. With Twilight Princess, it wasn't even that realistic. None of the Zelda games have been. But I guess that one is the most, out of all of them. And it, I don't know. It kind of loses some of its character. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. You know, next time it'll be on Unreal Engine or something.
Yeah, okay.
God, I hope not.
Link with a chainsaw gun.
Yep.
Lancer.
Yeah, Link will be this enormous, enormous, disproportionate soldier.
Yeah, with a humongous head.
Yep, in the future. Zelda is the name of the planet now.
Keep going, this sounds good.
And Link is from space.
Hmm.
Yep.
And who are you fighting?
Cylons?
Oh, yes. Keep going.
I'm listening.
And robots. Kids love robots.
Aren't Cylons robots?
No, not in this fiction. In this fiction, Cylons are reptiles.
Wow.
They built the robots.
That's a way to take it.
Yep. Yep, turning conventions on their heads.
A Cylon being Cylonn.
Yes, exactly.
Jesus.
So you're not getting sued.
Maybe with a P at the end of, or at the beginning of that too.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, see? Yeah, you're right there with me. And they're all weak and frail, that's why they built the robots.
Right, but they're psychic.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. They have inborn psychic abilities.
And maybe they live in the robots' bellies, like Krang from Ninja Turtles.
If they're exposed to the outside world, they'll die.
Whoa, I stopped listening for a minute. What the hell's going on?
Oh, man, you're going to have to listen to the podcast next week to find out.
Oh, my God.
We just created pretty much the best science fiction story ever. Yep.
Pretty much as Ninja Turtles.
No, okay. I don't think it was Ninja Turtles. It was like...
Right, this is something completely original and non-trademark infringing.
That's right. That's right. So we'll have to have our art department get on that and give us a bonus cover for that. I see mustaches being wantonly placed over the faces of well-known characters.
That's all you need to do.
That's fine.
I gave him a mohawk and a wheelchair.
Exactly, exactly. All right, Zach, how about you? What have you been playing this week?
Well, I've actually been kind of busy for a change. How about that? I got a chance to play Skyward Sword. I've been playing for about 17 hours at this point.
I love it.
So, quite a bit. And also Star Wars The Old Republic. I got into the beta for the weekend. So I've been playing that as much as possible, too.
All right, let's talk about Star Wars first.
Okay.
Star Wars.
This is the loneliest weekend in Zach's life.
I don't know about this weekend being the loneliest, but it was at
Most
least busy.
So Star Wars, the MMO, the beta. No.
All right, I'm okay.
Keep it together, man.
All right.
Star Wars, the MMO, the beta.
The Reckoning.
Part 2.
Thank you for the fantastic introduction. No, I'm really impressed with it so far, actually. I was kind of wary, kind of on the fence, like I might try it if I like it. And so far, I'm liking it a lot. Like the cutscenes where you actually have a social interaction with the characters, they're all instanced. So it's all based on you. One person gets to make the decisions for the group if you have a group. But they don't affect everyone else. They just affect you.
Okay, so everyone else has to make their own conversation decisions in those moments?
In theory, you would have to go back through, but they would have the option to do that. So you could see the story from different perspectives.
All right, now, are you playing on the side of the Federation or the Romulans?
I'm playing as Sith right now. So
Cardassians? Ferengi.
Right. Okay, as long as you've got the races down, then I think we'll be all set then.
Kill Raffi? Anybody? Alright, so you're playing as a Sith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing there? What?
Killing people, being kind of evil.
Being a dick.
Klingon?
A little bit. No. No. Just, actually, Twi'lek. How about that? A real Star Wars race.
Is there such a thing as, like, a good Sith? Like, are Sith capable of not being dicks?
They can be lawful.
Less of a dick.
Yeah, exactly. They could do things based on, like, their perception of what would be good.
Okay.
Seth? Fucking every guy I've ever known named Seth, huge douchebag.
I don't know that I've ever known a single guy named Seth.
They're douchebags usually with really bad goatees. My point was that I don't think Sith have to be inherently evil. I don't think that's ever been a thing.
Well, has there ever been like a Sith who wasn't evil?
I'm sure.
Well, now I'm not talking about a Sith.
Only evil depending on which way you're looking at them? Isn't that the whole basis of Star Wars?
What? What are you?
Isn't the entire crux of the Star Wars story? Is it not based on valuing your point of view over another's?
I don't know.
Right?
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's all based on your perception. It's all based on their perception of what they want in life. Like, everything is... It's power.
Obi-Wan power says something about something, your own point of view, and then he was all sparkly, remember?
And then a beard.
And Dagobah. Yeah, a beard.
A beard.
And he said, Luke... live long and prosper. Remember that?
Yes, and then Luke said, "I'm not afraid," and Obi-Wan's like, "You will be, you will
yeah.
be."
Yeah, that was my favorite part of Star Wars.
So you're telling me that, but no, that's bullshit because Jedi don't wantonly kill children to get what they want.
Right, but is that evil? Is killing children evil?
Anybody who doesn't kill children
orphans.
Would say so.
Exactly. Depends on how you look at it, man.
Yeah, but that's not limited to Star Wars. That's limited. That's everything. Everything's like that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Star Wars is a metaphor for life.
I'm saying that's really stupid.
That's your opinion.
My point is just that you typically in the Star Wars universe, you know, there's only one side that like kills innocent people. And has this like ravenous like lust for power, and will do anything they can to get it. And then there's you know one side, you know who opposes that very strongly. I would
but
say that those
the
are
the Sith
good guys.
Were the government in the original trilogy, were they not?
The Sith were the government.
Yeah,
that they were.
I'm not following you.
The Empire was the lawful government,
but they weren't all Sith.
They
were
just
led
kind
by
of Sith.
Run by Sith, yeah.
Exactly, so they were the law, so they were right. You see what I mean?
No. Nope.
I kind of see it.
Either way, killing kids is not a good thing to do.
Unless it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good argument for everything. But it was
all
fun.
I'm saying is you don't see the Sith lining up outside office buildings demanding handouts from the government.
Of course, we had to come back to Chris's insanely malformed opinion of protesters.
Fucking hippies, get off my lawn.
They're not on your lawn.
Do you have a lawn?
They will be soon if we don't stop them. If we don't stop them soon, they're going to be on our lawns.
I don't have a lawn.
I do, but they won't be here.
Smelling like patchouli. And socialism.
What is the smell of socialism?
Mostly patchouli.
Oh, okay. It's patchouli and more patchouli.
Yeah, and body odor.
Oh, okay, great.
Vodka and pulled pork.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm down. Okay, so, Zach, Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Star Wars.
I'm excited. I like it. Check it out.
So you're going to buy it?
I'm thinking about it, yeah, definitely. This definitely has pushed me more towards buying it than not. definitely trying it out. I'm pretty excited.
Okay. I don't really have. I can't think of any questions about this bullshit.
That's fine. I did want to mention one thing about Zelda before you take over, Rock.
No, I was going to ask you about Zelda.
Yeah, the only thing that I really want to mention is that the Wii Motion Plus controls, it really adds a level of depth to your control and the feeling, and it's a lot more satisfying, a lot more like what you would have expected when the Wii launched, instead of, what are we, 4 or 5 years in?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Ask you how the wiggle controls were.
It handles a lot better, and I think one of the best feelings for me was when you first get the sword. It's sitting encased in stone like it always is, and you actually have to invert the controller pointing down, and then you pull the sword out, and that just I don't know, that just felt really cool.
No, that's very cool.
Yeah, it was really empowering, just an awesome feeling.
yeah, there's like there isn't any waggle or anything. It's like, you have to be pretty precise now.
Yeah, there are angles, like you actually have to cut certain enemies at a specific angle or your attacks are going to get blocked. And you really have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Didn't Miyamoto fuck up one of those things at a demo? I swear to Christ he did. Yeah. He fucked it up, he couldn't do it.
It has to do with
what a dumbass.
Well, in like that type of setting, there's lots of different like wireless things going on, and I mean the Wii remotes, they communicate with Bluetooth, and I'm pretty sure there's only a limited like range with Bluetooth, and if the area is like saturated with all these different type of waves, it's pretty easy for that type of stuff to fuck up.
I don't buy it. I like to believe that Miyamoto sometimes doesn't know how to play his own games.
Oh, he knows how to play any game.
I think the wireless, because I heard that same quote.
Legend of Zelda?
The guy was like, oh, is anybody using our wireless out there? I feel like that guy was just kind of trying to cover Miyamoto's ass.
Watch out, make a gamer.
I think it's much more plausible that Miyamoto just doesn't really know how to play his own games.
I make a Zelda.
Wow, that actually sounded a lot like some of Zelda's attacks. I like some of Link's attacks. Zelda!
Did you like it?
Oh God!
Did you like it?
Different guy. That's Mr. Kojima.
They all look the same to me.
Yep.
As long as it's not Mr. Coffee.
No.
Mr. Caffeine.
Oh God! Same people.
Tom Clancy.
No, Mr. Coffee is the machine that makes my coffee in the morning. Something different. It's a robot.
Yeah, you're thinking of Mr. Caffeine. Tom Clancy. All right, well, I have been playing some games. I think I've played about no hours of Battlefield. We were on break for those listening. I think really I'm the only one who wasn't home, but I went to fuck-ass New Hampshire, and
wait, where in New Hampshire?
That was bullshit. Derry?
I don't know where that is.
It's like an hour away from Boston. It's like right on the coast, like the very small coast that New Hampshire has. That's where I was.
New Hampshire has a coast?
Yeah, I didn't know New Hampshire had a coast either.
Yeah, Hampton Beach. I was near Hampton Beach, and it was really stupid.
Great.
Well, it's New Hampshire. Of course, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah, it was really dumb. Fucking toddlers. I hate toddlers so much.
Only place worse than New Hampshire is Vermont.
Hey-o. So I didn't have a lot of time to play many games. I was away from all of my gaming devices. I think I played like a tiny bit of Skyrim. And then anytime I travel, I start to think about my PSP. That's pretty much the only time I think about my PSP is when I'm traveling someplace where I won't be able to play games. Tuesday night before I left, I went and I picked up Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection, for my PSP, and I got to play a little bit of that, except as soon as toddlers see small electronics, they want to, you know, get up on that, so my 4-year-old nephew wouldn't leave me the hell alone. What's that? Go fight this! I'm like, you son of a bitch, there's story being developed here, leave me the fuck alone!
Get a job.
Don't touch the screen. Yeah.
Get your own.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to play a little bit of Final Fantasy IV. This is my first experience with Final Fantasy IV, having heard that it was, you know, amazing. And so far, it's pretty good. I like it. I like it quite a bit. I'm only a few hours in, but it's pretty darn good.
Did you fight Sephiroth yet?
No, not yet. That's later, I'm assuming.
Just his cousin.
Right, Jeff.
They all look the same.
And
Jeffiroth.
Yeah, Jeffiroth. And I played some Skyrim today after I got home from the KGB radio dinner. It was pretty cool. I killed, like, Jesus Christ, I kind of accidentally killed a couple of dragons.
What kind of a game is this?
No, I killed a couple of dragons kind of unintentionally. Like, I meant to kill one because I was recording a video for a feature that we're going to be doing. And then I was just kind of wandering around looking for another quest, and I fast traveled, and then all of a sudden this dragon just flies above me. I'm like, holy fucking shit, dragon! And it was really cool, though. God, fighting dragons is so scary.
How did you kill them? Magics?
Archery? I shot them a bit with the arrows, and then the first one, when his health got down to about 25%, he crashed into the ground, and then I just kind of hit him with fire and my axe, and I had my follower, Lydia, with me, and she kind of drew his attention, and while I just kind of beat the shit out of him with an axe, and then, they aren't super difficult. The fight just can be kind of intense sometimes.
You know, have you ever tried just, you know, talking it out with a dragon?
They won't talk to you.
You don't have to kill them.
No, you do. Like, they won't talk to me. Like, I get there, and all they want to do is beat me up. So, you know, shit, I didn't want this to get violent, but, you know, if that's where it's got to go, that's where it's got to go.
Maybe you should just see what they want, and maybe you guys can come to a mutual understanding.
Yeah, I would love that.
Maybe he has a thorn in his foot, and he wants you to pull it out.
Right, that happens.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. They won't talk to me long enough for me to figure that out.
Well, he's in too pain. Busy shooting them.
No, you know what? Like, I'm not talking about this. They're an abomination. Their existence is a sin in the eyes of the Lord, and they deserve to die.
They're like the French.
No, because they have souls.
Who?
Dragons
the dragons,
French?
Yeah, no, the dragons. The dragons have souls, so they're unlike the French. You guys really, you killed that joke pretty good. That was well done.
Was it dead begin with?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a stillborn joke. I, being somewhat French myself, I can say that we do, in fact, have souls.
Well, you have half a soul.
That's...
But it's French.
Record scratch.
Okay. Well, I think that we should take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some news. So we will be right back.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a minute?
And we are back. Chris, what was the song bringing us in?
That was John Fogerty with Mama Said Knock You Out. Bringing us back.
I don't think that's correct. We'll have our research department check on that.
Well, I'm not going to look it up.
That's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it. I will take care of it. So, we're going to move on into some news stuff. Kind of a slow week for news, or at least, you know, interesting news, unless you guys want to hear about weird computer-based card games.
Nope.
Great.
Now, Samurai.
Because I didn't want to talk to you about it either. Samurai, yes. Yeah.
That's a game.
That is a game.
Samurai Jack?
Yeah, you would say that, plebeian.
Yeah, yeah. Way to think.
I was never sure if it's plebeian or plebeian.
Yeah, you wouldn't be. Go back to playing Batman, fucking peasant.
Go back to playing your baby Mario games.
There we go, that's better.
There you go. Now we're on the same page. So, due to some LinkedIn profiles being updated and stuff like that, there's been some speculation about what that BioWare image was. You guys remember that? Car Explodey Time?
Oh, yes.
You know, the one. Bit. Yeah, yeah, the one image that they released. Like, hey, this is our new game. A few LinkedIn profiles have been updated, and apparently there have been some moves within EA that are leading people to speculate two things. One, that there's going to be a new LA-based BioWare studio, and part two of that is that that studio is going to be working on a Command & Conquer game.
I really hope they're wrong about that.
As do I. I agree with you completely. Command & Conquer never really grabbed me, except for the Command & Conquer Generals. That game was awesome.
I just hope that they don't make it, because BioWare has not made a game I like since KOTOR.
You mentioned that on the podcast last time, and I kind of want to delve into this. What goes on? I want to know why you hate BioWare so much.
Dull, drab universes, pretentious storylines, characters that are not very appealing. None of the gameplay is shallow at best. I tried Mass Effect, couldn't beat it, played Mass Effect 2, felt disappointed as hell after all the reviews I read. Tried Dragon Age, hated it. Their gameplay at best is mediocre. The stories are pedestrian at best. The characters don't grab me. Nothing about it is any good. I don't see how people can get down on their knees and suck BioWare's cog day after day.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the one BioWare series, I should say current, because I love Baldur's Gate, but, like, the one current BioWare series that I really enjoy is Mass Effect, but, you know, like, KOTOR, well, KOTOR never really grabbed me, but, like, Dragon Age, I played it, I felt like I played Dragon Age kind of more out of, more out of devotion to what that game was sold on, and that being, you know, this is the spiritual successor to Baldur's Gate, and you know, I spent almost 100 hours in that game in Dragon Age, and you know, at the end of it, you know, I beat it, and I didn't feel, you know, after you beat a game, I mean, there's a mix of emotions. You know, you feel, you know, completed. You feel like you've, you know, accomplished something in a game anyway, and I felt none of that. My prevailing feeling was, like, I'm just really glad that that's over. Like, I'm really glad that I don't have to play this game anymore.
My feelings were, thank God I can fucking sell this.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think that Dragon Age was that great. I like Mass Effect. I do like Mass Effect, but, you know, I'm certainly not one to, you know, oh my God, new BioWare game. I'm on it. Like, I don't care. I'm on it. I don't know. I fancy myself as being at least slightly more objective than that. But I understand where you're coming from, too. Because, you know what? I mean, to be perfectly honest, I feel the same way about Blizzard. You know what I mean? Like, I feel the exact same way about Blizzard. Like, I don't understand why people continually lap up what, to me, seems to be, like, you know, a graphical update with minor content updates that take far too long.
You know, yeah, I don't see it either, because I've been looking at, like, Diablo 3 and StarCraft 2 look a lot like just upgraded versions of the older games. It doesn't make any sense.
Sure, sure.
I have no interest in anything that they're putting out.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I definitely, you know, I definitely see, you know, what you mean when you talk about about BioWare like that. It's just, you know, the only reason I ask you is just because, you know, that's not something that I hear a lot. You know, like most people that I talk to, you know, generally like BioWare. So it's just, you know, it's interesting to get that differing viewpoint. But, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean that I want BioWare to stop making games. I would love for them to make, you know, to keep on making good games. I don't think that, if assuming that this is true, I really don't like the idea of them making Command & Conquer.
Do you know Ric Flair was in a Command & Conquer game?
Red Alert? Who is that?
Oh, probably, yeah, probably with Red Alert series, because that has, like, the FMV stuff,
that's,
right?
That's no, they all did. Up until Generals, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Generals is the only one.
It was the one with Kane.
Oh, that's Tiberium.
It doesn't matter. It had Ric Flair in it.
Well, Kane was also at the end of Red Alert.
Yeah, he's actually in most of the Command & Conquer games.
The Nature Boy.
That's so is that a wrestler?
That's what they call Ric Flair. Yeah, he was. He is. Kind of. He's old.
I don't know. I've always liked Command & Conquer. It's been a childhood thing for me.
I've never played a Command & Conquer game in my life. It's an RTS, I assume?
Yep,
it's an RTS. Yes.
It's probably too late to start now, realistically.
So you're the Proton? Protus? Protus?
Yep, Protus.
Promus?
The Protus.
I play Zerg when I play Red Alert.
I don't know. I guess I liked Generals. I guess the reason why Generals is the only one I liked is because I could never really get into the universe of Command & Conquer. Like, it always just seemed really stupid to me. Like, with all the time traveling and just, like, bullshit. Like, it just seemed really dumb. And Generals was the only one that was really completely removed from all of that. Where that was more just like, no, this is all just, you know, real world stuff here. You know?
Yeah. I think that was the point of Red Alert, was just to be balls out insane.
Yeah.
While Tiberium tended to be more, like, typical sci-fi fare, Red Alert was just, oh, let's make, like, bear paratroopers.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just go crazy. Like, time travel and, like, you know, rescuing Albert Einstein and just, like, yeah. It was definitely crazy shit, but it never really grabbed me.
Which is understandable. I mean, it's all tailored towards, you know, different kinds of people.
Yeah.
I don't see why BioWare has to open a new studio to make a Command & Conquer game.
Well, it's not that BioWare feels the need to, it's that EA feels the need for BioWare to do that.
Why? Well, it's not even a BioWare studio at that point, it's just an EA studio with a BioWare name on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been happening since EA acquired BioWare, was that they've been putting the BioWare name on other studios.
It sells stuff for people who actually pay attention to that.
Yeah, well, who pay just enough attention to know who BioWare is.
Right.
But, like, basically they were saying that their aim was to have BioWare be not just, you know, the name of a development studio, but they wanted to make BioWare basically like its own division of EA with multiple studios underneath it.
Kind of like a brand.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a BioWare brand as opposed to just BioWare being, you know, a studio in Canada.
So how big is BioWare currently? It's fairly large, right?
Oh, I don't know.
It has been pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, they were fairly large before they got bought out. I mean, they had their main studio in Edmonton, Alberta, and then they had their studio in Austin, Texas as well. And since getting bought out, well, there's the rumors of this new LA studio, which may or may not be comprised of what used to be Visceral Games. The people responsible for Dead Space and Dead Space 2.
Didn't EA just shut down their LA studio?
Well, I'm not sure. It's possible.
EA LA?
I mean, it's possible that they are taking those people and just rebranding them into, you know, rolling them over into the new BioWare studio.
Yeah, probably. Great.
But, and then there's also Mythic got rolled into BioWare as well. So they're BioWare Mythic.
Wait, what did Mythic do?
Mythic did Warhammer Online: Age of Reckoning.
The really? Return.
Yeah, so
I thought a lot of the Warhammer stuff was done by THQ.
It is, except for the MMO. The MMO has always been administered by EA.
Oh, that's an odd one.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know why that happened, but BioWare got bought by EA, Mythic became BioWare Mythic.
And then next year they'll start making Guitar Hero sequels.
yes they will.
Tony Hawk games.
Like the more news that comes out about this, the less I like this whole thing of BioWare getting bought.
Sometimes you get too big, it's not good.
That's what she said.
Ooh, nice.
Once you hit the cervix, it's no fun.
Whoa. All right.
Well, it's fun for me, not...
All right.
Bonk.
In some other news...
I heard if you pee a little bit, it kills all the sperm.
Hmm.
So you don't have to...
How old's your daughter?
I didn't know you could get pregnant to the face.
boy. You know, speaking of your daughter, I was wondering, I was like, well, Chris said that he couldn't come to dinner tonight because he had his daughter, like, but couldn't he just bring his daughter? And then I realized, oh, no, wait, it's probably better that he doesn't.
Right, because she's not a good driver when she's had a few drinks, so...
Well, what
I think it'd be best to just leave her here.
Well, my point was more along the lines of that I don't know why, but, you know, because I wasn't raised like this, but for some reason, as soon as people get their children into a restaurant, it's like something happens and, like, a switch gets flipped and those children turn into demons. They're either screaming and crying and making lots of noise or just making a colossal mess out of everything. I don't understand what happens to toddlers when you take them to a restaurant.
It's their training kicking in.
Is your daughter like that, Chris?
No, I usually just give her some NyQuil and she's out for
a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good parenting.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
My dad used to use Wiki.
Wiki.
Yeah, you kind of cut out there. It sounded like your dad used Wiki.
Oh, whiskey.
Whiskey. Oh, whiskey.
That makes more sense.
That makes a lot more sense. In other news, hey guys, did you know that Minecraft is out?
Ugh.
Yeah, Minecraft. That's a thing. And it's officially out of beta. It's out.
Is there anything different about it now, or is it just...
I don't know. I don't care about Minecraft at all. That game seems really dumb.
I played a little bit, and it's all right. I don't see why everybody's going in arms like it's the next greatest thing.
How much is it?
$16 or something like that. If you pre-order,
yeah, probably. I like pre-ordered probably like 2.5 years ago, and I got it for like maybe $10.
Jesus Christ, Pat, you're one of them.
What?
Those Minecraft people.
No, that's probably the last time I played.
Oh, great. Well, he has your $10 now, so I hope you're
happy.
Yeah,
I know.
My laptop can't handle it.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, good on, you know, the people who can spend a lot of time, you know, making things happen in Minecraft, but I don't know. It's not my thing. It's not my kind of thing. People are like, oh man, it's like Legos. Except I already have all the pieces I need for Legos. I don't have to make all the pieces I need. I already have the ones that I want, so leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone with your digital Legos.
I heard there's zombies in it now, so it's kind of like a game.
It's almost like a game now. No, but Chris, you're not getting it. The game is that you create what you want.
You have to make your own fun. It's like homework.
Apparently there's an end game now where you can actually finish it.
Skyrim. You become the Skyrim.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Dragons. No, wait. I was thinking of a real game. Moving on.
Burned.
Yep. Sick burn. Sick burn.
Take that, Minecraft.
Yeah, suck it, Minecraft. Come at me, Minecraft. Don't come at me, please. I'm frail.
Just challenge him to a Quake 3 match.
Yeah. In other news, I'm sure that World of Warcraft people got massive boners over this because the Mists of Pandaria ability calculator came out. So you know, people who still play World of Warcraft can, you know, go on this website and you know, they can experiment with different abilities and different builds of their characters to find the most optimum point allocation for their abilities for their super racist panda bear character when it comes out. So, you know, that's a thing.
People still play that game?
Yep. Some millions of them still play it.
Zach.
No. Zach is getting ready to donate his life to a different MMO.
Yeah, Star Wars is going to take over my time. So, World of Warcraft. Actually, I haven't played World of Warcraft in coming close to a year now.
Good for you, man. One day at a time, brother. Stay strong.
One day at a time, man.
Yeah, brother.
All right, so that's the thing. So, all right. So the last news story is going to be one that I kind of want to dedicate some time to. Ghost Recon Future Soldier. The most futuristic of soldiers.
Oh, I forgot that existed.
Yeah, it is a thing. However, the publisher, let me see here. I think they're the developer.
Ubisoft?
Ubisoft. Ubisoft has Sorry.
What just happened? Spike Queef?
Yeah, what was that? What the hell was that?
Sorry. I had some air in my vagina.
I don't know what's funny about that. So the publisher, Ubisoft, they have... God damn it, we can't get through this.
No, so one more time.
So those people...
Who?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. They, God damn it.
This is stupid.
This is really stupid. Alright. Anyway. Those guys. They, If you'll all remember, they've all kind of taken a pretty strict stance when it comes to PC and DRM. Notoriously with, you know, Assassin's Creed 2, it has to be always online or, you know, it'll disconnect and you'll lose your game or whatever. So, they announced that Ghost Recon Future Soldier isn't coming to PC at all.
Ooh, that's a smart move.
And the main reason for it is because they said, piracy. Everybody's going to pirate this game, so we're just not going to do it.
I got a beta invitation for that. Anybody want it?
No.
I'll give it away. Who wants it?
Beta on what system?
PC.
Seriously?
No, I don't know. Post in the comments if you want it. I'll find it.
That's really weird that you would get a beta invite for a game that's not coming to PC.
I got it a long time ago.
Oh, okay. That might not be valid anymore.
I think it came with Splinter Cell Conviction.
That might not be valid anymore.
It's not like they put the game out since then.
Probably a collector's item. Because they announced that no PC version. That whole idea of like we're not going to make a game because of piracy. Like, are you really?
So what's this mean for like Rainbow Six or anything else?
I don't know. Instead of Future Soldier, PC users will be getting Ghost Recon Online.
Oh, that free-for-play, whatever it is?
Yep, the free-to-play multiplayer thing. Which, like, early reports say that it's not half bad, but yeah. The whole thing of, like piracy, like, I hate this so much. And Ubisoft is really, really, like, bad when it comes to this sort of thing. I was telling Pat and Zach earlier at dinner, the developer of I Am Alive, which looks kind of cool. It's like this, like, post-apocalyptic survival game. It's a downloadable game, and up to now, it's pretty much just been accepted that it's going to just be on consoles. But the PC community has been kind of, you know, wanting a PC version for a while, and the lead developer on that game, he said recently, we hear all these, you know, PC gamers bitching that, you know, they're not going to get a PC version, but, you know, the truth is that, you know, 95% of our PC customers are just going to pirate it anyway. Like, are you serious? You think 95% of the people who are going to play your game are pirates? Like, you're out of your mind. And then he went on to say that if fewer than 50,000 people bought the game, then it wouldn't be worth it. On PC, you know, if fewer than 50,000 PC users bought it, then it wouldn't be worth it. But it's like, dude, like, it, like someone else did the math on this, but it's like 50,000 people, assuming that 30% of that is going to digital distribution because it's a download-only title, and it's $15, that's over $500,000. Like,
way to, yeah, that, alienate a whole audience.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 50,000 is, you know, a pretty healthy number. And, you know, $500,000 is pretty damn good. That's far more than it would cost you to port it to PC. Like, just the whole assumption of, like, no, everybody's a pirate on PC. Yeah, it's all just pirates. You're going to get it from Pirate Bay. He specifically said it, like, oh, everybody's just going to get it from Pirate Bay. Like, fuck, come on. I hate that, like Ubisoft seems to be, like, one of the worst when it comes to that sort of thing. But they genuinely assume that every single person who pirates their game is someone who, were they not able to pirate it, would have bought it, which is never true.
I am curious, though, as to what the actual numbers of, like, games pirated would be for, like, a huge release. You know, because I want to see how it stacks up against people who actually bought it. Because that would give us a fair estimate on exactly how many would pirate it.
That's true. That's true. But, I mean, realistically, if you look at it, you still have these games selling in the millions, generally.
Not on PC.
Not on PC, but I mean, that's usually more so because people refuse to buy games that have restrictive DRM. I mean, like PC gamers in general are saying more and more and more loudly, like, you know, I'm willing to pay for your game, just don't treat me like I'm a thief, you know? I mean, that is kind of annoying when I shell out, you know, my hard-earned money for a game. And even though I've just paid to get in, I'm still being treated like a thief. Like, that's not cool.
Do you see there's a new Humble Bundle thing going on right now?
That's it's music, isn't it?
No. It's a bunch of games.
Oh, I saw
without
one that
DRM.
Was
a you're thinking of the Humble something that's a
Humble Indie Bundle.
They do the music for like Super Meat Boy and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the same.
What?
Oh, what is this thing that's going on?
The company that does the music for Super Meat Boy is named like Humble Bundle or Humble Indie or something. It's very confusing with the package of games that you can get.
Right, but no, there is a Humble Indie Bundle that is strictly games or music from indie games. It's got the soundtrack from like VVVVV and Super Meat Boy and like a couple of other ones too. It's the same premise as the Humble Indie Bundles have been.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a new one that came out this week that's all introversion games, which,
what
I don't
is
know.
That?
They did a bunch of games. It's called Uplink. There's Darwinia. They make some pretty neat games, but it's up there right now. And all of those games are like no DRM, you know, because that's how all of those bundles have been. Which, I mean, they seem to get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny thing is that, you know, like a small, you know, indie developer who realistically, you know, would like to keep as many dollars from every sale as they can, you know, you would think that they'd be the ones trying to stop people pirating their games, but, you know, nope, no DRM, no nothing. Like, it's awesome.
They make a lot of money doing these things, too.
Yeah, they definitely do.
So, Call of Duty 4 sold, like, what, 20 million copies, let's say?
Who?
Call of Duty 4 sold, like, 20 million copies, right?
Modern Warfare the first?
Yes.
And I don't know. Sure.
On PC, the sales were less than 400,000.
Okay.
So, there is, you know, a lack of reason for them to put stuff on PC after a while. Because I'm sure they had more than 400,000 people playing Call of Duty 4 on the PC.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of, especially when you're talking about online, a lot of games won't let you play online if they can't verify your copy. I mean, you've had personal experiences with that. You tried to pirate a well-known multiplayer game, and you couldn't play it at all online because the server couldn't verify that you had a legit copy.
Yeah, but that was through Valve. I'm sure if I wanted to pirate some other shitty game, I could play it, no problem.
Maybe, but more and more. And I have no problem with them having like a server-side verification that you're playing a legit copy. Like, that's totally fine. You know, that's okay by me, but you know, like with Assassin's Creed 2, you know, like having like, oh shit, we lost connection for, you know, to the internet for however many seconds, like, your game's over. Like, that's really annoying.
Yeah, I think always on DRM is a bad idea, but there should be something.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't
give shit away because people will take it.
Right,
I haven't bought a CD in 5 years.
Right, but I'm not talking about giving games away. I'm just talking about not treating people who've already paid you like criminals, because that's what they're doing right now.
That's true.
You know, I mean, I would not be
happy to go back to just like CD keys or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking to Pat and Zach about at lunch or at dinner today was, you know, like I don't understand why there can't just be some kind of a system where, you know, as discs are pressed, you know, each disc is assigned a hard-coded serial number, as it were, and then as it's packaged, you know, they put in a CD key, and then it's basically like hard-coded into the server side. Okay, this serial number from this CD is with this registration key. They will only work together. You know what I mean? So, like, there would be a check on your computer that, okay, yes, this serial number is being checked with this registration key. They're supposed to be together. That's fine. You know, like, one won't work without the other. And so, like, a key gen wouldn't work because you're generating a key for a serial number that's supposed to have a different, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why something like that can't exist. I mean, there will always be a way for people to get around stuff like that. But, I mean, in that way, you would effectively lock out a good number of pirates, I would assume. And, you know, the thing is that you'll never stop people stealing stuff. You know what I mean? People always find a way to steal stuff. There's nothing you can do. But the answer isn't treat everybody like they're a criminal, because they're not.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never stolen a game ever. You know, every game I own, I've paid for. I don't appreciate being treated like a criminal after I've paid, you know, fairly paid. Okay. Well, I think we are going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to do some stuff, reading some comments on the page. And, yeah. Good stuff. So we'll be right back.
Awesome.
It will be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Justin Bieber has a new music video in the movie Arthur Christmas.
Of course he does.
Santa Claus is coming to town. That was a picture of Bill Murray and Obama. You're all I got tonight. You're all.
Okay, we are back. Pat, what was that song bringing us in?
That's You're All I've Got Tonight by The Cars.
I didn't realize how many songs were by The Cars. Like, growing up, I confused Rick Ocasek's voice with the guy from, Talking Heads. So a lot of songs that I thought were the Talking Heads were actually the Cars.
Oh, David Byrne. What? The Cars have a ton of songs.
Yeah, I really like The Cars, actually. Great. All right, so we are...
My favorite Cars song is probably Psycho Killer.
Yes, mine too. Oh, that band. What? Talking Heads, got it. All right, so we're going to go into some stuff that's up on the site, some user comments, all that fun stuff. God, I've been on vacation for so long, it feels like it's been a million years since I've actually looked at the website. I looked at it on my phone. So the first thing that's up, our buddy Dan Smith, listener Dan Smith, I think I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I'll mention it again. He did a really interesting write-up for Dwarf Fortress. It makes this game sound like an infuriating experience, something that I probably won't do because goddamn it.
Don't even bother. Yeah, don't even bother.
Yeah. However, it's a great write-up and definitely made me genuinely laugh at times. So thank you very much, Dan, for that, and hopefully more to come in the future. Let me see.
We're always looking for articles, so if you can write anything in the English language, that's not terrible. Send it to us. Yeah. Send us your idea, and we might put it up.
Yeah. Chris wrote a review, like I mentioned earlier, for Snoopy's Street Fair on iOS. Great review for a game that's increasingly intriguing me.
I got a slots machine and a raffle, and then Kelly Baker visited my fair and he traded me some baseball cards, and I got some bonus gold.
I am
because
so lost
he's my Snoopy
right
friend
now.
And then you can place a photo booth and you can go into the photo booth and take a picture, and then Snoopy will be in your picture with you.
Oh boy.
It's awesome.
Okay. Let's see. Comments on last week's episode of the podcast. The notable one is from our good friend Turbo, who said that Skyrim sold 3.4 million copies in the first 2 days, being the second fastest selling game of the year, outpacing Battlefield 3. It is projected to sell 7 million units and earn over $450 million under Bethesda projections. It's not including future revenues from Animal Armor DLC. He also said, Eisenhower wasn't president until 1952 for the loser who answered Eisenhower, which was you, Pat, I think.
What a dick.
What an asshole.
Maybe you should learn something, Pat.
And then most of the other comments on the page had to do with... Portal being a proper spin-off of Half-Life.
You know, this fucking thing here lists Jim Henson as being the voice of only 4 different creatures. And
yeah,
Henson,
I know he did more than that.
He did fucking way more. That this entire thing is fucking dead to me now.
Okay.
Jim Henson.
Yeah, Jim Henson.
Remember that show where he used to sit next to a lion, and then he would introduce the night's movie, and he would tell you a story about it? What?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. It was like Jim Henson Hour. It was on, like, ABC.
Nope.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember that at all.
It happened. It was a real lion, too.
He died so young.
Yeah, it's a shame. That lion... mauled him to death. Right? That's how he went.
with the lion mauled him with staph infection. All right, so yeah, not really a lot of comments this week. There wasn't a lot to comment on this week. Short week for us. Apparently Portal is a spin-off of Half-Life.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Yep. I'll accept that.
You have to.
Yeah.
Take
I do.
It.
No, you know, I explained this to Chris, too, but, I mean, really my main reason for not wanting to accept it is just because it's a boring-ass answer. I don't know. Like, like I told Chris, I was much more interested in hearing why Zach thought Airgeist was a great spinoff, even though, like, by all accounts, that's a really shitty game. Like, I'm much more interested in hearing why Airgeist is a good spinoff to Zach than why... Just everybody thinks Portal's great. Yeah, like, I know Portal's awesome. Like, it's just... It's boring. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
But moving it's the on. Right answer.
Ah, yeah. it's the technically correct answer.
Final Fantasy Tactics was the right answer.
But yes, agreed on that one.
After Bad Company.
That you blew my mind with that.
And that is also a good
you
one.
You seriously blew my friggin' mind with that. All right. Hey guys, did you know that we have an email box? We do. Known
so,
griefers.
Wait, before we move on.
At interruption.com.
While we're still talking about the site. We've gotten a bunch of hits from people searching for Arnold Vosloo.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The keyword results for Arnold Vosloo are off the fucking charts.
That is so good. Who the fuck is Google searching for Arnold Vosloo?
I have no idea, but a lot of people are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mummy fans.
Really glad that I could bring the Arnold Vosloo crowd in.
I guess we're probably one of the top
You're
results
welcome.
For Arnold Vosloo, which is kind of frightening.
Yeah.
There, I just added to a click-through.
Oh, great. Sweet.
Are we number one?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's got multiple fan pages.
There's an Arnold Vosloo tribute.com.
Great.
Uh-huh.
That's my sister site.
Oh, great, great.
Stay tuned for Arnold Vosloo cast.
I think that this will probably be expired by the time anybody hears this, but Steam has their autumn sale going on, and it's fucking awesome. Oh my god, the sales that they have are just incredible. Sorry.
Yeah, I haven't checked in a couple days.
Yeah, such as?
They've got, Rage for half price. You can get Rage for $30. Bulletstorm for $10. I think you can get, like, Dead Space 2 for about $20. They've got sales out the ass. It's pretty great.
That's awesome. You can get
Splinter Cell Conviction for about $7.99 if you care.
Pass.
Yes. Yeah, as would I.
This was a good time of year for me to get into a car accident, so now I can ignore all this.
Great. All right, well, guys, we have an email box, and people can write to us at that email box. Chris, what's the email address?
It's knowngriefers@aol.com.
Yeah, nope. Gmail. Knowngriefers.
Keywords KGB.
Knowngriefers@compuserve.net.
Oh, God.
Prodigy Online.
Wow. Yep. Is that around anymore? I don't know.
Tripod.com.
Oh, man, Tripod.
Angelfire.knowngriefers.
GeoCities.
Wow, I think I had an Angelfire page.
Really?
So did I.
I don't know.
I had a wrestling one.
Naruto_awesomefan.
Well, it was probably in like 97 or something, so I don't think Naruto
so Dragon
was
Ball
around.
Z-Man.
Maybe.
I had a Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin fan page.
Are you kidding?
Awesome.
Seriously. It was awesome.
Our email address is knowngriefers@gmail.com. You can write to us with questions, suggestions for the burning question for Answers So Hot, which is what we're going to roll into right now with a user submission from our good buddy, Itchy Turbo.
Oof.
Thank you, Turbo. He did comment on our Twitter that he suspected that we would change this question because we change all the other ones. I don't really know how to respond to that, but I'm not going to change this one.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's much of a need. So, AG Turbo writes in, outside of the popular Nintendo series Mario, Zelda, and Metroid, what video game series or characters do you think will still be relevant in the next 20 years? And then he goes on to say that while not Nintendo, Sonic refuses to die despite having a very shoddy last 10-year track record. And then he also says that while he enjoys the Call of Duty and Modern Warfare series, he doesn't see them being relevant even 5 years from now. So I figured
I
we
would
could
agree there.
Yeah, I figured we could go down the list and or go down the line and you know what we think about it. So Chris, what do you think will still be relevant 20 years from now? What series?
Is this characters or is this game series?
Either one. It can be characters or it can be game series.
Does that be new?
No.
Because, like, Mario will probably continue and Sonic and all those.
Yeah, but he's meaning anything outside those mainstays.
Yes.
The only thing I can think of is, like, licensed stuff. Like Star Wars and... You know, they'll always make Star Wars games.
That's true. I have a good one.
In 20 years?
Yeah, that's
a long,
pretty difficult.
That's a long fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, Assassin's Creed and Uncharted, I guess? Maybe?
I doubt it. I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those.
Maybe Bioshock?
Maybe.
Or the Shock, maybe the Shock series at least, the System Shock, Bioshock lineage.
I think that's possible.
Skylanders, actually, that's my answer.
Nice.
the Spyro, the new Spyro game.
Well, yeah, but not necessarily Spyro, just the Skylanders, like the Stump, Stealth Elf, and Ghost Face Killer.
Wait, what?
An ODB. Maybe the guy from Dark Void. What was his name? Not the Rocketeer.
Nathan Drake.
I've got a good one.
Well, okay. It's not your turn, Pat.
Yeah, we gotta follow the format here. So, Humor Tumor. How about you?
Wow.
Grand Theft Auto.
Jesus. I would say Street Fighter could stay that long. I mean, it's a simple formula that can be easily maintained. It's something that they've never shoved out a ton of games for.
Holy
Street Fighter.
Shit.
That's it's a good like, answer.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Pat, how about you?
Elder Scrolls?
Oh, wow, yeah. Shit.
I'm sure they'll keep...
That's kind of cheating.
...pumping those... Why?
Dude, you went with Mario on your first one. I don't think you can really...
I didn't have Mario.
You said Mario!
Well, that is the correct answer. That will continue.
That's cheating.
That's not cheating. Mario is the same character throughout all of them. Elder Scrolls is a completely different game.
That doesn't
matter. But I wasn't talking about the character.
He means franchise.
The question was, what character or franchise?
Well, I changed mine in the Elder Scrolls.
You could easily say Final Fantasy.
Shit. Ugh.
How dare you take my answer preemptively?
But he's probably right.
Oh, I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Final Fantasy, almost certainly.
Because, you know, Final Fantasy 14 is burning it up.
Yeah, really. But that's not going to stop them. That's the crazy thing.
It's a minor setback.
Well, I wouldn't say it's minor. It's a pretty big deal. They They lost a shit ton of money on that. They're still losing money on that.
And that's what they get for making an MMO.
Yeah, well, I mean, not even just an MMO. I mean, you can make money on an MMO, but you just you can't follow the WoW formula anymore. You can't do it. I mean, just as an example, DC Universe Online just went free-to-play, and do you know how much more money they made? Their profits went up 700% since they went free-to-play.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's because that old-school World of Warcraft subscription model, just it's not very attractive to people anymore. People would rather kind of pay as they go, you know?
Pay for what you want rather than just pay for a whole end.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually thought that I still think the Lord of the Rings MMO is kind of fun sometimes, and it's nice to just not have to pay.
Yeah. I mean, the free-to-play definitely has that draw to it that you can pay nothing out of pocket and still get a pretty full experience from it. And then just kind of buy what you want at pretty reasonable prices. I mean, I played Dungeons & Dragons Online for a little while after it went free-to-play, and I was very impressed with their pricing model. You know, like, there was a lot to do for free, and then it's like, oh, hey, you know, like, there's this whole, you know, adventure pack here that'll probably take you, you know, 6 hours to do, and you can buy that if you want. It's like $5. You know, and it'll be a whole big, you know, storyline. And so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, D&D Online is good, too.
Yeah,
If you have, like, someone to play with, that's pretty fun.
I played by myself.
Wah, wah.
Yep, I do MMOs wrong. Every time I do them wrong. Well, wow, yeah, I'm having a really hard time coming up with any of them. I had some before I came back and sat down.
The guy who did the voice of Ren also does the voice of the red M&M in the M&M commercials.
I always thought it was John Lovitz.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of a good point. Also does Buzz from the Honey Nut Cheerios commercials.
Oh, you know what? I got one. Grand Theft Auto.
You fucker. I said that.
I could see Grand Theft Auto continuing. Maybe not necessarily in its same incarnation, but
I'm gonna change mine to WWE games.
Yeah,
Madden.
Wow.
Will continue.
Yeah. Madden. Well, Reach. Man, you are a prophet.
What about Metal Gear?
Do you have some kind of future vision or something, Chris?
Metal Gear?
Yeah. Do you see that lasting 20 years? I mean,
it already has.
Oh,
but 20 more.
Well, I mean, Kojima has said forever that he's not going to do any more, and then he does another one. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, does he say that? He says that he has a successor doing the game, then he takes over because they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's easily that once he actually does relent and give other people control and not take over, that series could keep going, and it's got enough storyline, and I think if you can just create compelling enough characters, you can keep it going for a long time.
Sure, yeah, I could see that.
Or it could take a break for 5 years and then come back. Well, I guess it already has, huh?
When did 4 come out?
Pretty long ago, 2007.
Yeah, pretty much already hit that 5-year mark.
Yeah. So, maybe longer than that, I don't know. The break between Metal Gear 2 and Metal Gear Solid was a pretty long time, so they could go another extended break, I guess.
The break between 2 and 3 wasn't very long, though, was it?
Solid 2 and 3, or Metal Gear 2?
3
Metal
years?
Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3.
3 years, maybe, I thought? 2005, yeah. I think, is when 3 came out?
Yeah, at the most it was 3 years, it wasn't that long.
Metal Gear Solid 4, 2008, June.
Oh, wow.
And Pokemon.
Oof.
Yeah, Pokemon was another one that I was thinking of, too.
I'm stealing them.
I could see that going on for fucking ever.
Just same game every time.
It really is. It really is.
I really... I could very easily say any Blizzard franchise as well.
That's because it takes so long for them to make a game.
Yeah, that's very true. So, Zach, what do you think?
Oh, Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to revise your answer since it had been called.
Well, even if I was going to, like, everything else has been called, so...
Yeah, that's true.
At this
that's
point.
True. Yeah, that's my fault.
That's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting to, you know, think ahead a few years about what these franchises will be doing. I don't know. I mean, I kind of agree with Turbo's point that, like, I have a hard time seeing, you know, Modern Warfare existing 5 years from now.
No, I don't see that lasting long at all, especially with...
Call of Duty will last.
The Call of Duty name will, but I think that, you know, Modern Warfare is not long for this world anymore.
No, it probably is going to finish with 3, and they're going to move on to, like, Future or something.
That would be cool.
It would be, but I just hope they actually change it up and not just make it basically a mod of Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point, but I mean, I think Activision realizes that they make the most money by not changing it up. I mean, realistically, like, since Modern Warfare, it has been, you know, not... They haven't really been revolutionizing anything in between, you know, 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. It's been like, you know, that, you know, let's take what was good from the first one and, you know, make some more of that in the next one and, you know, do that again. So, you know, they haven't really been changing anything up. They just, they hit on a formula that they know works and they'll just, you know, rape that until it doesn't work anymore.
That series should go free to play.
Yeah. So, listeners, in the comment section for KGB Radio Episode 10, answer our burning question for answer so hot, which is, which character or franchise do you see still being relevant 20 years from now? And if you have any questions for us to be read on the show, you can write to us at knowngriefers@gmail.com. So if nobody else has anything, I think we're gonna close this bitch down.
Oh, you know what? I don't normally like Sam Adams beer, but I picked up Blackberry Wit beer, and it's pretty good.
Hey-o.
Just saying.
That sounds pretty good. Well, all right. Chris, would you like to tell anybody what kind of stuff we've got going up on the page this week?
You know what? If you're a fucking girl, stop posting pictures of your goddamn cat on Facebook. I'm sick of looking at them. They look like every other fucking cat in this world. I don't give a shit about your cat.
I agree. Everybody.
I don't care how hot you are. So unless there's a picture of your cat next to your naked tits, I don't care. Fuck off. Seriously. God Whoa. Damn it. No, I click on a girl's, you know, photo album because I want to look at, you know, hopefully she has some bikini pics. And it's all just... fucking blurry cell phone pictures of her fucking cat. Like, I give a shit. My time is valuable, and I have time to look at fucking your cat playing with a piece of string. God damn it. What? What was your question?
I was wondering if you wanted to tell the listeners some stuff that would be going up on the page this week.
Oh, I don't know. Probably some stupid shit about video games, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, probably some... Yeah. What he said. Alright, so, Chris, do you, you know, do you want to Say bye to the listeners?
I'm gonna post a picture of my dick next to a cat and be like, oh, check out my furry kitty, he's so cute. Ah, it's my fucking dick, deal with that. God damn it, fuck you. I hate you. I hate you, internet.
Alright. Humor Tumor, would you like to say goodbye?
Goodbye, fellow listeners.
Pat.
Good night.
Zach.
Bye. I'm going to bed.
All right, good night. For all of the staff at knowngriefers.com, I am Rock, signing off. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Mr. Sandman.